did you ever realize just how weird the Christmas story is? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever had a little kid tell you a story and think, this is a load of malarkey? Well, like, what are they talking about? This is kind of how the Christmas story sounds if you take a step back and try to hear it as if for the first time. If God wanted to make the Christmas story believable, why would he make it so weird? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Christmas, Stranger Than Fiction by Christina Albert. What a fairy tale. Angels, a virgin birth, a manger, shepherds, magi. It's a great story to make us feel all fuzzy and warm at Christmas. But can we seriously believe the story of Jesus' birth is true? God knew the Christmas story was going to be wildly unique. In fact, he made it that way on purpose. Why? So we could know that it really is true. How? He told us about it beforehand. The Old Testament prophecies aren't just Christmas poetry. They're compelling evidence that the baby in the manger was the Son of God and the Messiah, the promised rescuer. Micah 5:2 says, "Bethlehem Ephrathah, you are small among the clans of Judah. One will come from you to be ruler over Israel for me. His origin is from antiquity, from ancient times." The prophet Micah said the Messiah would be from the lowly town of Bethlehem. And these words were written about 700 years before Jesus was born, in that exact town. Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. See, the virgin will conceive, have a son, and name him Emmanuel." Isaiah's words were also written about 700 years before Christmas. The name Emmanuel means God with us. So Isaiah is saying that God will come to be with us, born of a virgin. This prophecy was fulfilled when Jesus' mother Mary became miraculously pregnant while she was still a virgin. Isaiah 11, 1-3 says, "Then a shoot will grow from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding. His delight will be in the fear of the Lord." Jesse was the father of King David. When we look at Jesus' genealogy, we see that he is a direct descendant of Jesse. And the fact that Jesus is found discussing theology with the religious leaders at age 12, and later the Holy Spirit comes and rests on him at his baptism, shows us that he fits this prophecy entirely. Those three verses only scratch the surface of all the prophecies that were fulfilled in the miracle called Christmas. Truth stranger than fiction? Sometimes it's meant to be, so that we know it's no coincidence. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Why is it so important to know that Jesus fulfills the promises of Scripture? As you and I can read in Luke 4:21, he, Jesus, began by saying to them, "Today, as you listen, this scripture has been fulfilled." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through chapter 2, verse 6, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. There was a ton of scripture in today's Devo in the questions portion, and I can't read it all to you because you're not going to be able to write it down fast enough, so there's no point. But you can access this scripture. The best way to do so is to head over to your favorite major Play Store and download the Unlocked Devo app to check out today's scripture. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Jesus is Fully Human, Part 1 with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.